AOC DSA return Nebraska's Senate map and Trump's warning to a congressman. The domestic political landscape on Thursday presented a set of stories that appear tactical in isolation, but collectively map the 2028 positioning already underway 2 years before the election. AOC rejoined the Democratic Socialists of America after a 7-year gap. She had been removed from DSA membership following a 2019 vote on Kevin McCarthy's rules package that accelerated the rift. Rejoining now, as 2028 speculation intensifies, signals an intent to consolidate her left flank before any primary race. DSA affiliation carries no formal electoral power but matters as a cultural signal to the activist left, with practical benefits for small-dollar fundraising and grassroots organizing, even as it could present a liability on the general election map across Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. A Nebraska court ruling cleared the legal path for Democrats to cross-party support Dan Osborne, the independent who came remarkably close to defeating Deb Fischer in 2024, against incumbent Republican Pete Ricketts in 2026. Nebraska's unicameral, officially nonpartisan legislature creates unusual legal terrain around party endorsement rules. The ruling determined that Democrats can back Osborne without violating campaign finance or endorsement regulations. For Osborne, that translates to access to a donor network and organizational infrastructure he lacked in 2024, making a state Republicans have taken entirely for granted potentially competitive. The South Carolina Senate runoff fallout carries a sharper personal edge. Representative Ralph Norman voted against backing Darline Graham in the GOP primary. Trump backed Graham. Graham lost the runoff, and Trump subsequently posted on Truth Social that Norman had ruined his career. A sitting president publicly threatening a congressman's political future over a disagreement on a primary endorsement in the congressman's own state. The concern extends beyond the conflict of interest of a federal employee running political influence operations. The Pentagon maintains an information operations apparatus directed outward at foreign audiences, and having employees direct similar activity at domestic political audiences raises distinct legal and ethical questions about how many others may be doing the same. The chilling effect on Republican dissent is the substantive story beneath the individual confrontation. A separate disclosure revealed that an online influencer with a significant social media following who produced pro-administration content was a current Pentagon employee, an identity apparently exposed through an online feud, without detection. California's AB 2624, dubbed the Stop Nick Shirley Act by critics and restricting the sharing of information about immigrant service providers, drew hundreds of protesters to the state capitol. Legal challenges are expected to center on First Amendment grounds, with a federal injunction request the likely first step.